Hi, everybody, and welcome to the unfortunately season-ending edition of What You Might Have Missed, the NFC Championship in Seattle and a crushing loss for the Packers. Now, you all know the Packers had numerous opportunities to win this game in all phases of the game. Today, I'm going to focus on a handful of plays on offense that I will call the hidden opportunities that just didn't go right for Green Bay. We'll start with the first series of the game. This is a quick slant to Devontae Adams and a potentially big play with just a single high safety in the back. You can see if everything is on time, Adams has a chance to split the two defenders for a big gain. But the throw slightly behind him, he only gains 7 yards. Why was the throw off target? You'll see here the ball simply flutters out of Rodgers' hand. Either he doesn't have a good grip on it or it's wet from the rain, but a potentially big play is lost. A little later in the first quarter, it's second and goal on the 6, and watch closely as Jordy Nelson runs a crisscross with Jarrett Boykin. Nelson stumbles just slightly as they cross over each other, and that is probably the reason the pass is incomplete. Those two possessions ended with an interception in the end zone and a field goal when everyone knows the Packers could have had more points. Another hidden opportunity in the second quarter. This time, Rodgers gets the Seattle defensive tackle to jump off sides, and he has a free play. Now, it's only natural for him to go for the deepest receiver to try for the touchdown, but watch how wide open Randall Cobb emerges over the middle, waving his arms for the ball. But the pass to the end zone is incomplete, and the Packers settle for a field goal once again. Jump ahead to the third quarter. This is a screen pass to Eddie Lacy, and the one television replay showed Rodgers twisted his ankle just as he tried to throw. The little ankle twist messed up the whole thing, but you can see the Packers have a block here, a block here, a block here, two other linemen to work on the safety, and a big gain goes for naught. One play later, Rodgers is sacked, and the Packers are punting. Last but not least is the Packers' final offensive possession. They're on the Seattle 36-yard line with 30 seconds left and all three timeouts. And you can see as soon as Rodgers commits to throwing the back shoulder to Richard Rodgers, which is incomplete, Jordy Nelson is breaking free into an area over the middle. And the Packers, as we know, end up settling for a field goal. A bad grip here, a stumble or a twisted ankle there. Whether it's the obvious plays everyone's talking about or the hidden ones I showed you in this video, no matter how you slice it, the Packers had their chances. That's a wrap on season 3 of What You Might Have Missed. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.